thing that I find interesting is interacting with your staff and talking about what their experiences are. And you have, you know, one lady that was on 11 different medications, and now she's, you know, detoxing formaldehyde. So it's amazing, really, what's transpiring, really.
Isn't it? I mean, what's amazing is that it reveals that prescription medications simply don't cut the mustard. I mean, you know, I've told you this before. I mean, I am not anti-Western medicine. If you're a train wreck, then you need some, you know, perhaps some acute life-saving intervention. But if you're actually, you know, suffering over a long period of time and you can't figure it out, this is not an acute life-threatening issue. This is functional illness, and Western medicine knows nothing about functional illness. And you would agree with that.
Yeah, that was my path really to getting well. But even trying to go to natural practitioners, sometimes they were dealing with symptoms instead of the cause.
Exactly. And that's the problem. The problem is we get sucked into that model. The model of, you know, get rid of the alarm bell, turn off the alarm bell, and then, you know, patting yourself on the back because the alarm bell turns off and you go, oh, hey, we're done. That's cool. And you experienced, and I've experienced, and thousands of people experience that simply isn't true. And you would agree with that too.
Yes, I would.
Yeah. So, you know, the topic that I opened up the show with was diets. and I thought I would get your input on this. In fact, I was very much looking forward to it. Because there's so many diets out there. There's so many books written. You know, this diet is the diet to heaven. And this one is the diet to, you know, getting everything you ever wanted. You know, your frog will turn into a prince, or your frogette will turn into a princess. What have you learned when you've worked with me? What I mean, this is the key, folks. And this is, as far as the diet or diet show is concerned, you know, the most important diet is what, David? I mean, I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but
what you're able to do is find out the diet that will work for me.
Exactly.
To help me become well. And I think one of the fears that I had coming into it was, oh, I don't want a restrictive diet. Oh, this is going to be hard. But I found it actually, you know, pretty easy, actually, you know, because what you've done is you've targeted what I need. And then when I eat what I need, then I don't crave all the other stuff.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's probably the most interesting thing, that experience of not having the sugar cravings or not having the bread cravings or not having the, you know, the cracker cravings or whatever, you know, whatever it is for the garbage. When you find out what, or if you've got food sensitivities, and if you do, eliminate those foods, and when you find out exactly what foods are nourishing for you, I mean, the stuff just disappears. And what about your appetite? Did you notice that?
Yeah, it's gone, you know, it's gone way down. I mean, I'm satisfied now, you know, after I eat. And the other thing, continuing on that plane, is the other thing I noticed is that I'm eating whole foods. I'm not eating all these processed foods that I was eating before.
Oh, so people say, oh, well, if I eat organic foods, it's going to be 10 times more expensive, and, you know, blah. But what you find out is that you stop buying all of the entertainment foods, whether they're organic or not, folks. The organic chips, I know, it's heartbreaking. But if you're having symptoms, if you've got alarm bells popping off this way and that way, and I'm just talking about even mild, and I know you would agree with this, David, even if there's some mild fatigue or a joint pain that comes and goes, those symptoms that come and go and then ultimately come and stay, that's the freaky part, right?
Yeah, that's the freaky part. But then the other part of it that's kind of freaky is, like, I just had this conversation with my brother actually yesterday, and he was saying, oh, well, I'm trying to eat better. And I was going, well, you don't even know what you're supposed to be eating to make yourself better. So it's just like a vicious cycle. You know, I didn't really know what to do. And like, for example, he's on Advair, and I was,
oh my gosh,
you know, I knew a guy that was on steroids that he was inhaling them, and he went to pick up a board and he, separated the tendon right from his shoulder. And, you know, the doctor said it was because of all the steroids that he was taking, it was breaking his body down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the other interesting thing about that is those steroids or corticosteroids, you know, such as are included drugs like Advair, are essentially completely destroying and undermining your adrenal glands.
Right.
Which is the cause of the problem in the first place.
Sure.
If you need Advair, if you can't breathe, if you've got asthma-like symptoms or even you've been diagnosed with asthma, it's because your body has broken down and the glands, including the adrenal glands, need to be fixed. They need to be repaired. They don't need to be kicked. And the drugs are simply toxic poisons that are utilized in an effort, an unconscious effort, to take the place of nutrition. I mean, when you discover that, isn't that just like, doesn't that create some relief for you?
Yeah, it's really freeing. I mean, to be honest with you, it was actually fearful, really, to even consider being in a relationship, because it's like I had this instability in my body that, you know, I couldn't be the strong person that I knew that I was.
Exactly. I mean, so in terms of diets, the answer to the question is there's only one diet, only one, and that's your diet.
Right.
And how do you find it? How do you find it?
Well, we come to see you, and then you test the body.
Tested. And, it could be anybody. You know, for folks, if you've got friends or family in other areas of the state or other areas of the country, you know, we have other practitioners that do this nutrition response testing. And I would be happy. In fact, it would be my pleasure to turn you on to that source. And if there is someone available to utilize this, you know, I would be, like I say, it's my total pleasure to turn you on to it. But finding the missing piece gives you this, I mean, it's not just a relief of your alarm bells, your symptoms, your pain in your body or your fatigue. Those were your most, you know, your biggest concerns, right?
Right.
But it's the relief that you've actually discovered precisely what is going to be able to restore and repair your body. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah. It's exciting. I mean, oh boy, it was such great relief for me. And so you've had great results so far.
Yeah.
And you've been working with me for how long?
3 months.
3 months. And in 3 months, the symptoms or the alarm bells that you saw change are what?
Well, I don't have the fluctuation in my hand. I found out what the knee pain was in the side of my knee, and then we're working to get heavy metals out of my system.
Yeah, that was one of it, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the big things.
Yeah. And so, and the fatigue as well is also, you know, becoming a thing of the past.
Yeah, I mean, that was a little bit scary to feel like I thought I had it, you know, pretty cleared up, and then it was starting to come back in the afternoon, and it's just the question that it raised in my mind is, you know, how long can I keep working hard and things like that? And, you know, that those fears are going away.
You know what? I can't believe it. I've got to take another quick break. Can you, would you hold?
Sure.
Thanks, David.